It may seem hard to plan your summer vacation in just 2 months, but as a federal manager, you've also got to think about your budget for 2016. The guidance is out from the Office of Management and Budget. It sets up a complicated regime so managers tie program performance to their budget requests. For advice on how to get started, we turn to Karen Evans. She is the former e-government and IT administrator at the Office of Management and Budget. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Karen, just to set the scene, what is OMB asking agencies to do?
Well, with this guidance, they're asking them to really take a look at what have they accomplished as a result of what they submitted or what do they anticipate that they actually will accomplish in the time period. So that's what this is looking at, and report that back into them by this May 17th date, because they're looking at what programs have done well based on what you said you were going to do and what programs are at the bottom based on what you projected you were going to do. And from what I have read and what OMB is talking about is that that's not necessarily a reflection of bad management on the agency. It's really looking at all of the factors affecting programs and their performance so that they can make an informed decision based on the data.
So does an informed decision mean that those at the bottom will get smaller requests and those doing well will get larger requests necessarily?
Well, and this is why you really need to have the data, because you have to take a look at if you're at the bottom and you said that you were going to accomplish, say, we'll just use pure numbers here. Say that you said you were going to accomplish 5 milestones, but you only accomplished 3 of those. And 2 of them are on the critical path, and the reason why you didn't do it was because you needed to have resources from Congress, you know, appropriated dollars that you had planned at a certain level, and OMB agreed and planned at a certain level, but Congress actually cut you back. Then you would look at that if that's in the president's management priorities in order to be able to go for it. Say it's in that $56 million that's going to spur economic growth and those opportunities the president has outlined, it's possible you could get an increase in the budget because they still want to accomplish those goals within the time period, and so they're going to have to ask for additional money if that's the reason, and then take a look at it to see if you can still realistically accomplish those 2 additional milestones.
So how do agencies get started on this process?
Well, they've been working on this for a while. That's why the 2015 budget that is cited here is very exciting, because Congress also recognizes that when agencies were doing their strategic plans, they were separate from when they were doing their budget requests. And so the Government's Results Modernization Act actually tied all of those together along with the president's priorities. So the 2015 budget reflects all of that together, saying these are priorities that are properly resourced. So they've already started the baseline analysis. So this is measuring the progress against those things that were included in that 2015 budget and then being able to move forward.
Now, it's easy to see how if a lack of appropriations meant that you couldn't do 2 of the 5 milestones and therefore you're asking for more. What if it was a contractor failure or some reason that you didn't meet milestones that you can't really explain? Then under this guidance, what are you supposed to do?
Well, you really have to take a look at what did you say you were going to accomplish. And if you didn't accomplish it, let's do hiring, okay? So say that 2 of those milestones were dependent on having a number of staff on board to be able to accomplish that work. Then you would have to go back and look at, was it related to clearances? They didn't get their clearances through. Was it related to hiring practices? Those types of things along those lines. And then depending on what is the reason, and then you were going to do more hiring in 2016, is it realistic for you to be able to get the old hires that you said plus the new hires in 2016? And more than likely, the answer is no. So what's the realistic number? Readjust the program. So in that particular case, Tom, you probably would be asking for a reduction as it relates to salary and expenses for those employees, because you can't realistically bring them on board. The onboarding process won't allow for you to do that. And then that information, because if you're an agency experiencing that, you would see that across the board with other agencies. And so that information would go over to the appropriate people that are dealing with hiring practices, You know, in the case of OPM, which they are working with, for example, the CIO Council to really explain what hiring authorities you have so that you can put those in place and affect the onboarding process.
So what's the smart way to say that you're going to cut 2% of your budget? I mean, how do you decide that in a way that is, in the end, going to help the agency?
Well, this is why the guidance, when you read the guidance to it, excludes different ways to be able to do things. So OMB is giving you quote-unquote hints. For example, the easiest way would be the 2% across the board, right? But then that's like saying, okay, you know, we're only going to do 80% of all projects. So what you're really asking the agencies to take a look at around the parameters are the president's priorities and the secretary's priorities. And this would happen through, think of it as a review process, like a board meeting coming in, where they would take a look at, here's the set of resources that we have, the number that we have, here are the priorities, here's how well they're doing. What can we realistically get accomplished in this time period that aligns to everyone's priorities? And so you're now asking these tougher questions, whereas before, you know, you could say it would be based, quote-unquote, like intuitively going across. So this really results in a more collaborative decision-making process because people have to look at this and say, what can we realistically get done with the resources that we have, knowing we have to cut back 2%? And we can't do something like a straight across-the-board cut.
We're speaking with Karen Evans. She's National Director of U.S. Cyber Challenge and a partner at KE&T Partners and a former OMB high-level official. And so talk about the decision-making process itself, because this is directed mainly at program managers, but there's also agency management that has to be involved. So how does it work in terms of who makes the decision and who makes the final roll-up here?
Well, this will roll up. So program managers would be looking at their own specific program. Here's the accomplishments. Here's what we said we were going to do. Here's what we actually accomplished. You know, here it's, you know, typical project management type of stuff. That information rolls up to the budget office. And most agencies, through this process, what they've tied into is the midsummer review, because there's a formal midsummer review that OMB does across the board about here's the state of play in the budget. This is all rolling up to say what's happening there, as well as we always had in the summertime, it was budget hearings, and that they were chaired, in our case, by the deputy secretary. And they had to come in, the assistant secretaries, along with their program managers, and said, you know, here's what we said we were going to do, here's what we've actually accomplished, here's what we want to accomplish, and here's how much resources it's going to take. All of that comes in, and the budget director makes recommendations to the deputy secretary around the parameters and the guidance that OMB gives. So there's a lot of internal meetings that happen in the summertime in order to make the submission for September.
Karen, I want to ask you how the political comes to play in this, because on one hand, you have this memo which is saying focus on long-term savings rather than short-sighted, short-term austerity. On the other, it is supposed to adhere to what the Obama administration wants. They don't have a lot of time left. So what programs might rise to the top and what might sink because of those factors?
Well, they're going to be very focused, and I believe that they'll still be very focused on what was termed as the president's agenda, right, the management agenda, which is around the economic growth and job opportunities. So it's like the priorities are research, clean energy, education, ending homelessness, and then also looking at opportunity growth and the security initiative. So they're really trying to look at things that are specific to the president's priorities, but also have a long-term effect, like national security issues. That's under the security initiative. And how can you deal with critical things dealing in education and infrastructure? You're seeing this in areas like cybersecurity. I can't imagine that the next administration is not going to have cybersecurity as a priority either. And you can't really necessarily see that while they're not going to want to have innovation or economic growth. What's going to change between administrations will be the specific programs, and that'll be adjusted as they go forward with their own budget requests. But that's one of the challenges with our budget process, even though it's they're working on the 2016 budget, right? And that's the election year. So this budget will get submitted, which will then, you know, a new president will also then have to take a look at it and do a budget as well. So they're preparing for the continuation of these initiatives going forward, but there will be a new president in place that will also have to do the official budget submission as well, as, you know, going forward and execute out on this budget as well. So it's interesting how our budget process works, how it carries over between administrations. It's nice because it ensures transition, but then you have to adjust some of the details when you hand over the presidency.
And just briefly, if one is a contractor, where do you go to find out what agency plans are that you can get your piece of the action?
Well, all agents, I mean, anybody who's looking at this, you can look at the president's budget going across to see the agency-specific ones and when they submit the 2016 budget coming up this year. But agencies have their strategic plans now all aligned with their budget requests, and all congressional justifications from the agencies are also on the website. So if I was a contractor, I'd be diving down into congressional justifications that are on the website. And they also then tie over to things such as the IT dashboard. So you can actually then see the Exhibit 300s that are on the dashboard as well as what's out on the agency website. So you can dive down into this details. I mean, you know, budget wonks always pull all this information out. I find it very fascinating, but there is a lot of cross-referencing that happens between the agency website and the OMB website.
I mean, it used to be pretty hard to find all the Exhibit 300s and 53s and so forth. Is it easier nowadays to find them all in one place?
Well, you still have to go back and forth between the agency and OMB. It is located. If you know what you're looking for, you can find the Exhibit 300 and actually download the data off the website so you could start slicing and dicing it by agency, by line, because they'll give you the CVS. So there's a lot of data that is out there for you to be able to slice and dice. That's how those people do the economic forecast, right, for the IT community.
All right.
So it's available out there, but you have to.
But it's not on a silver platter.
Yeah, you have to know the number. I mean, really know the names of when you start looking for things, and then you could search for it. And then once you get two of them together, then you can see how it all cross-references.
All right. Karen Evans is former administrator in the Office of Management and Budget, and she's now the national director of the U.S. Cyber Challenge and a partner at KE&T Partners. Karen, as always, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I always love talking about the budget.